And welcome back. Hour number three. I'm Jeff Rentz. This is our Christmas program with Brad Steiger tonight. And we're joined by my friend, special guest, Terry Robinson. And we're heading into our last hour. We're going to play one Christmas song here in a few minutes that is considered by many to be the definitive statement musically of Christmas. And Terry, what about this particular song? It's simply called O Holy Night.
Well, you know, it was an interesting thing with the orchestra. O Holy Night, he sang as though it were a classical song. And at the end of the song, there must have been 40 or 50 people in that orchestra recording it for a Christmas album. And if the people of your show will listen, at the finish of that song, where he says, O Holy Night, there's no singer in the history of the human voice that could ever do what he did with the voice. And it probably came right from his heart, because when he sang, everything he sang was lyric, and everything he said came right out of the bottom of his toes, right through the top of his head. I never heard another singer say that. And the one thing I ever heard Frank Sinatra say when I asked him about Lanza's voice, because Frank was his friend, Frank said, if I could sing like Mario Lanza, I would put a birdcage around my head and I wouldn't let anybody get near me. And at the finish of O Holy Night, if your people will listen, they will hear probably the greatest sounds from the human voice ever. And that's what I say about it, because when they finished, the orchestra just sat dumbfounded and then stood up and applauded. As I never heard, they banged on their instruments, they did everything.
Terry, recording techniques in the early 1950s were a far cry from what they are now.
Well, it wasn't stereo. We didn't have stereo.
No, it was mono, yes.
Mono.
How much of the voice do we have? Was there a lot of it that wasn't able to be captured because of the overtones and the richness and the dynamics?
I think so. I think had Mario come along a few years later with stereophonic sound,
yes,
I think it would have even been a bigger voice, more feeling. You know what he was, actually? I would say this in a nutshell. Mario Lanza was the universal singer of the ages. He could sing inspirational songs, opera, popular. He can impersonate every voice of every other singer. The guy was uncanny. But his religious songs, as you're going to play O Holy Night, well, let your listeners sit back, please, and just listen to the finish of O Holy Night.
All right, we shall do that right now.
The stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and sorrow pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. All on your knees, oh, hear the angel voices, for night divine, oh, night when Christ was born.
Oh, Well, Terry, it's quite a Christmas present he left us.
Well, isn't that something? Isn't that something?
Yeah.
I mean, the man was born to sing. If any man ever was born to sing, it was that man. And you know, when we played the Lord's Prayer, a very interesting thing some people don't know. The music written to the Lord's Prayer was written by somebody from Philadelphia, Albert Mallott. He was right from South Philly, where Mario was from.
That's most interesting.
Interesting, huh?
It really is.
Yeah, there's certain little things in Mario's life that become very interesting when you get my age and you start to look back.
Wow.
But the voice was unbelievable. In my life, if I sum up all my life, one of the great, great high points of my life was that I was so close to this young man at all his recording sessions. I was the guy that stood near him, his radio show, and I was able to hear that voice naked. In fact, I heard him sing in a bathroom when he was shaving in the early mornings without any music. Never heard sounds like that before. So it was a privilege for me.
There really aren't words to adequately express and describe that that sound. I'm almost sorry for people that don't hear it. There are some people who don't hear it, others hear it instantly. It strikes some kind of a resonance within people. We've talked about sound and what that can do to people, but
I'm sorry to break in on you, Jeff.
No, it's no problem.
You would think that the owners of the voice, BMG Records, which is RCA, you would think that they would do something to get this voice out. Public relations. There's a whole new generation out there that never heard Mario Lanza sing.
Well, they just did release
it. And I don't understand that. Now, shows like you have tonight, that's wonderful. That's great. There's so many people listening to Lanza, sitting quiet and listening to that voice. They have to become Lanza fans.
RCA puts the CDs out, but you're right. They don't promote them well. They
don't
issue
promote them. So the kids really going to school today don't know about it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Terry, Brad, I want to say one more thing. We're just about out on this segment here.
Okay. Just want to ask if the choir was added afterwards as they did with I'll Walk With God, or if they...
No. The choir was there.
Okay.
Yeah, Jeff Alexander had the choir trained. And when we recorded that song, we recorded it with the choir there.
Okay. Thanks for answering that.
Yes.
Terry Robinson, it's been wonderful to visit with you. Thanks for
sharing. Thank you, Jeff.
You're welcome.
Thank you. You made my Christmas. And I just got out of being sick, so you made my Christmas.
Well, you've made a lot of people's Christmas tonight, my friend, along with your good friend, always your good friend.
Oh, yes.
Always.
Thank you. Thank you. And to all your listeners, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you, Terry.
Okay. Right.
Good night.
Good night.
He's quite a fellow, Brad. He is quite a guy.
Oh, yeah. He was so... he had all that, right at his command. He didn't have to think or, let me see. I mean, it's just... He's still living it, man. It's just beautiful. He had such a wonderful association, such a beautiful friendship, and obviously, it's still going on.
Yeah, well, we've talked about that many times.
Indeed.